This is the pre-convention issue of the DX Audio Service for September 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, as many of you know, we've made a lot of changes at the National Radio Club and at the DX Audio Service itself. At the DX Audio Service, we are adding an editor. We are doing some changing around of some of the columns and enhancing it a bit to make it sound better for you, the members. And of course, we appreciate your comments, be they pro or con, concerning the audio service. One other thing is the appointment of Paul Swearingen to DX News Magazine on the printed side of the house. Paul takes over as editor effective with the new edition, volume 55, number 29. And Mike Nitter is more or less now the president in charge of the club. However, the club constitution still has him listed as editor. So we'd like to welcome Paul Swearingen to the editorial staff of the National Radio Club, and hopefully we'll have Paul on the next edition of the DX Audio Service and perhaps speak to him at the convention. By the way, we will have some comments and interviews from the 1988 National Radio Club Convention on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. One of the things which we instituted on the last edition is our new DX Audio Service Action Line. It's a special telephone number which members of the DX Audio Service can call to make comments, perhaps inform us about station activity, or even place an ad for the DX Change column. We have good news and bad news about the action line, though. The good news is over 27 calls were logged since the beginning of the month, which means the members are using them. We will have those calls and comments later on this edition. The bad news is last night we had a big thunderstorm roll through Lima, and the system is set up over at the TV station. The TV tower took a hit of lightning, and guess what happened to our brand new AT&T answering machine? Well, needless to say, FedExpress has it now, and it should be en route back to the repair center to be fixed. Meanwhile, if you call the telephone number, it should just keep ringing, and no one will answer. So if you want to keep calling that number every so often, if you have something you want to put on the action line, as soon as the equipment gets back, it will be put online. Of course, the machine answers after the second ring, so if it doesn't pick up after three rings or so, you know the system's not in. But we will have it fixed as soon as possible and back online so you can use it, as many members did during the 20 days or so we had the system installed. That telephone number, again, in case you didn't catch it on the last edition, is area code 419-224-3916. That's area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. I'd like to thank all those who have helped with putting together the program segments for WNRC, which, by the way, will be on the air during the 1988 National Radio Club Convention. Frequency to listen to, 89.1 on your FM dial. And we will be on the air for the convention starting probably Saturday morning and possibly some hours on Sunday. We don't know exactly yet exactly what our schedule is going to be. But listening to some of the material we have just put together and comparing it with a lot of the radio which we hear here in Lima, Ohio, let me tell you, it does sound real, real good. So we hope it's going to be a treat for you. And we have some more notes on the cassette air checks at WNRC when we do our letters edition on the DX Audio Service. Mike Nitter has informed us that if you haven't called in your hotel reservations yet for the 1988 National Radio Club Convention, you need to pick up that phone and do it right now. The convention hotel is holding the last couple of rooms just for a couple of days, and if you think you can stay down the road a little cheaper, well, think again. Milwaukee has been 100% booked since Memorial Day, since several festivals are in town over Labor Day weekend, including Phil Wayne's own Polish Fest. And down the road is known as Chicago or Green Bay, so if you don't call now, you may want to invest in a tent. Also, be sure to mail your auction items now to Mike up at headquarters. That's Mike Nitter, National Radio Club Headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Remember, it takes a couple days to get that stuff through the system, so be sure to mail early. Don't forget to pack your QSLs and other rare DX tapes and other things that you might want to share with some of the membership. Mike and Sue also say that the convention is not a formal event, so leave your tie at home and loosen up. Also, the AM log most likely will not be available for pickup at the convention due to electrical problems and humidity heat affecting the Mike's equipment and his computer. But a copy probably will be available for scrutiny. Thanks to George Rogers, an omission of the FM address book has been discovered for Ohio stations from Dayton to Oberlin. But you can send Mike a self-addressed stamped envelope for those missing parts if you purchase that book or talk to him when you're at the convention. While you're at the convention, you'll have a chance to play with the Superloop 900, the new antenna loop which we are bringing out. The loop will work with any radio which has a external antenna input. And hopefully I'll have my Sony ICF-2010 there, so you don't have to bring your radio. You'll be able to use mine and try it out. We had hoped to have 10 to 15 of these loops available for sale while at the convention. However, we ran into a bit of a snag. The manufacturer of the tuning condensers has backordered that part now for 5 months. And as soon as we get that part in, then we can start shipping the units. However, without the tuning condenser, you can't tune the loop to any particular frequency, so it's pretty much worthless. Everything else is done. They're all sitting here waiting for that one part, and as soon as we get that part in, they'll be shipped out to those of you who requested the Superloop 900. But again, I'll have a loop there at the convention, which everyone will be able to play with and try out and see for themselves how the thing actually works. Right now, let's get into the audio service. We have a full edition here. So here's John Bowker with a look at our trivia question. John?
Well, okay, Fred. Well, today I thought we'd try something a little bit different for our trivia quiz. We're going to see how well you know your call letters. And I want you to spell a word. I'll give you the word as the answer to this in a few minutes, if they'll let me. We're going to spell a five-letter word. You got to figure out what it is. I can tell you what it is. The first letter of the word is the third letter in the call sign of 550 in Buffalo, New York. The second letter of the secret word is the third letter of the call sign at 570 in Yankton, South Dakota. That ought to get you Easterners. The third letter of the secret word is the third letter of the call sign in Portage, Michigan at 750. That's that new religious station out there. What's its call sign and what's the third letter? And if that gives you too much trouble, you guys there in Massachusetts, like for instance, how about the third letter in 690 Ansonia, Connecticut? Same one. I'll give you that much of a clue. You guys need it. The fourth letter, well, for the Westerners, how about 800 in Bakersfield? The third letter of the call sign at the station at 800 on the dial in Bakersfield. And for you guys in Ohio, well, you don't need that one. Yeah, I'll give that one to you. 790 in Sharon, Pennsylvania. That's right on the border. Come on, you guys. All of us know what that is. What's that letter? Okay, and the last letter, the fifth letter of our secret word, is the third letter of the call sign in Tulsa, Oklahoma at 1170 on the dial. Now, if that doesn't ball everybody up, Fred, I don't know what does. Okay, going to hand it right back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, John. And John and I were talking about this just before we did the audio service on this edition, and that was the possibility of putting together a super tough trivia question that we would give out on the audio service, and you, the membership, would then answer that question on our action line. And we would then give some type of prize or bonus points on subscription or something for answering the question. If you think that's a good idea, why not let us know? Drop us a card or a letter here at the audio service and let us know how you feel about that. Super tough trivia on the audio service. One other thing I'd like to make a quick mention about before we head into Jerry Starr's AM Switch column is the fact that you can earn bonus points on your subscription just by getting someone else to join the DX Audio service. Here's how it works. If you clue someone else into the DX Audio service and they join, be sure that when they join, they mention your name. You will then receive an extra month's free subscription to the DX Audio service. It's very easy. Just be sure that they mention your name when they subscribe to the DX Audio service.
Okay, let's now move on to Mr. Diction himself. Here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Call letter changes started off as always on 550, news station in Lakeside, New Jersey, will be WKNJ. 590, CKO, Toronto, Ontario, keeps their call letter of CKEY as the CRTC forbids the swap of these two facilities, so CKO will remain an FM call, CKEY remains the AM call on 590. On 640, WQXI Atlanta, Georgia, forget it, that stays WPBD, another deal that went bad. WQXI was going to buy the 640 facility and move their call and programming there, but the deal went sour, so 640 Atlanta remains WPBD. Also on 640, WDRQ Kingsley, Michigan changes to WUFL. 660, WLIT Mobile, Alabama becomes WBLX. If you're saying what station is that, they used to be on 1550. They just made the move to 660. On 790, WVOA Atlanta, Georgia, well, here's more of the call letter mess down in Atlanta. They were WQXI, and it looks like they will continue to be WQXI on 790, at least for the time being. On 860, WCKS Cocoa, Florida becomes WWKO. On 960, WJYT Quiber DS Puerto Rico becomes WORR. 990, WNYR Rochester, New York becomes WEZO. 1010, WCNL Newport, New Hampshire becomes WNKT. 1040, WBZW Powell, Tennessee changes to WQBB. On 1050, KSOH Little Rock, Arkansas changes to KWNN. 1110 WVNH Salem, New Hampshire becomes WNNW. 1160 WJVR new station in Callahan, Florida becomes WELX. 1240 WCOU Lewiston, Maine changes to WXGL. On 1260 WMJI Cleveland, Ohio becomes WRDZ. 1280 KYYN Puteaux, Oklahoma becomes KPRV. Three changes on 1310 KIVA Corrales, New Mexico changes to KZRQ. WJOZ Troy, Pennsylvania becomes WHGL. And WBNT Oneida, Tennessee changes to WOCV. 1320 KCPX Salt Lake City, Utah becomes KBUG. 1330 KFAC Los Angeles, California becomes KWKW. There's a story behind this too. KWKW Pasadena, California is on 1300, but they bought the 1330 facility and are taking their call and their programming there. The 1300 facility, in turn, has been sold, but no new calls have been applied for that yet, and at the moment, 1300 is silent in the market. On 1330, also, WLAT, Conway, South Carolina, becomes WLIT. 1340, WLIQ, Knoxville, Tennessee, goes back to WKGN. 1360, WWNK, Cincinnati, Ohio. This will make a lot of call letter fans happy. They're going back to their original call from the 20s, WSAI. On 1380, WNAQ, Naugatuck, Connecticut, becomes WSGD. 1390, KFTO, Westminster, Colorado, becomes KDRZ. A little sidebar on that. The call letter KFTO lasted in Westminster exactly 1 week. Two changes on 1410, WOTT, Watertown, New York, changes to WNCQ. And KBUD, Athens, Texas, becomes KLVQ. on 1480 KUUX Hobbs, New Mexico becomes KKEL. 1490 KEYI Austin, Texas changes to KEYU. 1530 WRDZ Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's another call that's going to stay around Cincinnati. WCKY will remain. They asked for WRDZ, then had that request set aside. So 1530 in Cincinnati remains like it's always been, WCKY. 1550 WMIV Fremont, Michigan becomes WSHN once again. 1560 WCCP Clemson, South Carolina changes to WBES. On 1570 WSGD Amsterdam, New York, they go back to their old call of WKOL. And on 1580 KQPL Windsor, California changes to KEZD. Applications for new stations, only a couple. 700 Cassetta, Georgia, 50,000 watts daytime only. That's a reapplication. 710 in Christiansburg, Virginia. You say there's already a station there. You're right. This is an application that competes for the frequency with the station that exists there now. And on 740, Buckley, Washington, with like 5,000 day, 500 night. New stations have been granted, all in the form of synchronous transmitters on 1160. In Jacksonville, Florida, 250 watts day and night, they will be synchronous with WELX Callahan, Florida. On 1360, Montlake Terrace, Washington, 1,000 watts day and night, synchronous with KKMO Tacoma. And on 1580 in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, 100 watts day and night, synchronous with WCQC in Morovis, Puerto Rico. Here are some highlights from applications from existing stations on 540 WGTO Cypress Gardens, Florida. Would like to raise their night power to 50,000 watts, change their city of license to Pine Hills, Florida. On 1010 KXEN Festus, Missouri, would like to add 500 watts at night and change their antenna to U4. 1160 WJJD in Chicago would like to reduce their night power to 5,000 watts. And on 1590, WGRY Grayling, Michigan wants to move to 1230 kilohertz, 1,000 watts day and night. A few grants to existing facilities that are meaningful for DXers. On 1150, KIMM Rapid City, South Dakota adds 500 watts at night, becomes full-time with a U2 antenna. 1330 WRDG Redding, California adds 5,000 watts at night, changes their antenna to U4. And on 1370 KSHY Cheyenne, Wyoming moves to 1530 kilohertz. They'll be 10,000 day, 1,000 night. Antenna will be U4, and the city of license changes to Fox Farm, Wyoming. And finally, we'll take a scan down through the otherness portion of the AM switch. 660 WBLX, Fairhope, Alabama. We touched on this earlier in call letter changes. They used to be WLIT, and they used to be on 1550 kilohertz in Mobile, Alabama. They have now moved to 660, where they are in Fairhope, which, of course, is suburban Mobile. Also on 660, KSKY, Balch Springs, Texas. Their full-time operation is on the air. 800 WLAD, Danbury, Connecticut. They were silent due to a fire. The station is back on the air. On 830, WRFM, Hialeah, Florida. New station is on the air. Also on 830, and in answer to a couple comments that we have received, WHBE in St. Andrews, South Carolina. It seems that in South Carolina, there are two St. Andrews, both of which are large enough to be on the map. So with two St. Andrews in the South Carolina map, which one does this station belong to? Well, this one belongs to the one that is a suburb of Charleston, South Carolina. 950 KKIC, Meridian, Idaho, silent station, back on the air. 960 WKZA, Kane, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. 990 WTNZ, Knoxville, Tennessee, this station is silent. We believe for the second time they were back on for a while. On 1030 WOOB, Leeds, Alabama, they have been denied an extension of a CP for a new station. And also, the request for a change in ownership has been dismissed. Looks like this one might be gone for good. Also on 1030, WDRQ, Sterling Heights, Michigan. And by the way, this is the sixth set of call letters this station has had. They are finally on the air. currently running tests. Expect to be on the air with regular programming probably by the time this reaches you. On 1100 WSGI, Springfield, Tennessee, they are now here from their old frequency of 1190. 1300 WZZZ, Fulton, New York. This station was silent under the calls WOSC. They are back on the air. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Colorado. Station is silent. Is being sold at auction to the highest bidder on August 17th, 1988, and by the time this reaches you, that date will no doubt have passed, so chances are there will be a new owner. That may mean that station is coming back on the air. 1310 WFAH, Alliance, Ohio, their application to add 500 watts at night has been dismissed. On 1360, KOBG, Wasilla, Alaska, they requested an extension of their construction permit to build this new station, and that request has been denied by the FCC, so this may be the last we hear of this station up in the Alaskan wilderness. 1380, KQKD, Ridgefield, South Dakota, station is silent. 1390 KDRZ, Westminster, Colorado, silent station is back on the air. 1400 KATI, Casper, Wyoming is silent. 1440 KXAM, Helotes, Texas, this station is less than a year old and didn't last very long because the station is now silent. Telephone has been disconnected, the building is boarded up, and it looks like this one may be silent for quite some time. 1490 KFCR, Custer, South Dakota, new station is on the air, country format, by the way. And on 1580 KEZD, Windsor, California, target date for this new station is September 1988. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of AM Switch for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you right here next month. Now, once again, here is Fred.
Well, let's take a look at the DX Change column. We have one item here to read and another one from a member via the Action Line. Wanted a Radio Shack TRF-655 or TRF-656. Contact Bill Gilbert, 33 Main Street, West Sayville, New York. Zip code is 11796. Or you can give him a call at area code 516-563-1312.
Oh, this is Mark Marino calling. I wanted to advertise have an AM stereo, FM stereo, Sansui receiver I would like to sell or trade. And but it is AM stereo, and it picks up four different methods. And like about $225 for it. And it can write me at my address, 425 East 3rd, apartment 218. Long Beach, California, 90802-2962, or call 213-437-TALK. That AM stereo, FM stereo, Sansui, I got the model number. It's a SX1070, and it pushes 55 watts per channel.
And if you have an item you'd like to buy, sell, or trade, and put it on the DX Change, all you have to do is either write it out on a card or a letter and send it to us. The DX Change, the National Radio Club's DX News, and this is Paul Swearingen's address, where they write DX News Magazine, 3132 Southeast Irvingham, IRVINGHAM Street in Topeka, Kansas, zip code 66605-2948. Or, as soon as we get the Action Line up again, you can just leave a message right on the telephone at area code 419-224-3916. It's as easy as that. A couple of reminders about your subscription that you might want to be aware of. If you are sending in a renewal for a subscription or a new subscription, what you need to do is send that up to headquarters up at Cambridge, Wisconsin. Of course, the address up there is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Any other correspondence, and of course, if you subscribe via the returnable rate, you have to have our cassettes back to us by by the 20th of the month, they go to 706 McKenzie, MACKENZIE, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And if you have any articles of interest which you'd like to contribute in print, you might send them to Paul Swearingen at the address in Topeka, Kansas. I am very sure that Paul would welcome any articles you wish to have. And of course, if you have any articles in audio form that you'd like to send to us, by all means, send them to us here at the DX Audio Service in Lima, Ohio. A couple of interesting comments on the action line concerning WNRC this year. First of all, overwhelming majority said, let the music roll, make those air checks in their entirety. So that's exactly what we'll do for this year's convention station. For those of you that won't be able to attend and will want cassettes of WNRC, we'll let the music play. A couple of questions were, what kind of music are you guys going to play? Well, it will be contemporary hit radio during the day and oldies at night. A question was posed, will you guys have commercials or is it just going to be nonstop music? Well, of course we're going to have commercials. How else are we going to pay for the radio station? In fact, we'll have one of these commercials from WNRC, and then we'll listen to what Steve Bauer has to say right after this.
Lucky, lucky you. You've saved up for months for a vacation. Now you get to select your travel agency. May we suggest the Bowker Travel Agency of Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Bask in beautiful Beaumont, Texas. Experience exotic adventures in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Seize sensual moments in Skokie, Illinois. At the Bowker Travel Agency, we can take you from Teaneck to Tacoma, from Thunder Bay to Tuscaloosa, as long as you don't mind riding in John's airy station wagon. Special rates available for those that don't mind riding on the roof rack. Pack your old bag or take her along and we'll visit some of America's most interesting cities. And there's convenient times to get out and stretch both sets of legs when John records air checks. For travel reservations, dial 1-800-438-2368. That's 1-800-GET-BENT. Don't fly the friendly skies. Don't get into a muss over the big gray bus. Motor with us in total comfort. Call John Bowker's Travel Agency in Princeton Junction today. Make it a must.
This is Byron McKenzie, WNRC-TV News. The disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa was indeed a strange case. What is more strange is the disappearance of Mike Nitter. Where is Mike today, and what is he doing? Join myself, Ernie Cooper with sports, Ted Fleischiger with the weather, and all the news you need to know at 6 and 11 on WNRC-TV.
At 900 on the AM dial, KSIR signed on the air in 1958 in Wichita, Kansas. Operating a directional pattern at 250 watts, this daytime station offered a country music format. The call letters were the same letters of the Kansas State Industrial Reformatory, which caused quite a bit of comment from area listeners. The station would remain on the air for 9 years, but in 1967, new call letters and a new sound from a new owner hit 900 AM. A year and a half later, an FM counterpart joined the air, and in 1972...
Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 85 degrees. Currently, the relative humidity is 86%. The wind is out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour. Barometric pressure rising from 30.08. That's what's happening. This is KEYN News, and I'm Steve McIntosh under a cloudy sky. It's 59 degrees.
A news service of KEYN, KEYN FM Stereo, Wichita. From the Rock of Wichita. The Alan McKay Show.
And Lee Jackson and a broken dream.
Every time you
7:07 from KEYN. Don't forget, at 7:30 this morning, we'll be making a special announcement here on the Alan McKay Show. That's at 7:30 this morning.
And one morning in August 1974...
Good morning, this is KBUL, Wichita, Kansas, now beginning a new country music experience for Wichita.
The voice of Alan McKay, an ex-KEYN DJ with a vast knowledge of country music.
Good morning, KBUL.
Who is this?
This is Alan.
Alan?
Yes.
Alan McKay?
Yes.
Alan, I was trying to think of a song that was put out, I think, back in 1958, I believe. Okay, now I'm not a very good singer, but I'll sing you a little bit of it, okay?
Okay.
It goes, oh, let me hold you in my loving arms. Oh, it's so cold, and I can keep you warm. Remember that?
I do, and I can't think.
Who in the world put that out? Who's that by? Was that Marty Robbins?
No, that doesn't ring a bell, and I can't...
That was a big hit.
Yeah, it's familiar, and I can't...
It was a big hit.
Yeah,
oh, let me hold you in my loving arms. Oh, it's so cold, and I can keep you warm. And then it's talking about, there's a big red moon above. Honey, just made for love. Yes, then goes on.
Oh, boy.
As well as having a great knowledge of music, the KBUL disc jockeys were extremely honest with their listeners on the telephone. For example, one day a young listener asked Bob Backman how many records KBUL had.
KBUL?
Well, I just wondered how many records you got.
Oh, we've got a bunch.
Oh.
About 10,000.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
What do you need?
Well, I'm just asking.
Oh, okay.
Such honesty and everyday friendliness on the request line soon got them to where they were on a first-name basis with their listeners.
KBUL.
What the hell is that? Like, Country Mike, in you butthole! Hey, hello?
KBUL. 20 minutes after 11, 11:20 from your radio station, KBUL. Here's Eddie Rabbit and Rocky Mountain Music.
Cable Country Classic.
Here's a little bit of country gold for you. Here's George Jones.
Well, here we are.
George Jones on KBUL, your country music station. I'm Steve Bauer. This is Donna Fargo. And don't be angry. It's 11:44.
Don't be angry.
In May of 1977, American Media Incorporated, owners of KEYN-AM, then KBUL-AM, sold the station and bought the 1410 frequency. It went silent for a couple of months, but in July 1978, a new station signed on the air with new owners with a religious format, which it still has today.
On the record corner with a song called When the Time Comes from the album Love Overflowing, released by Impact Records. For the Satellite Radio Network, I'm Ron Mitchell.
You're listening to Sunshine Radio, KSGL, Wichita.
Just got myself a great new job. Know where I found it?
And I'd like to thank Steve Bauer for his contribution there to the DX Audio Service. A little look at his history in Wichita radio, and some humorous history, I might add, Steve. One of these days, I might have to pull out some of my old air checks and torture our listeners here with some of my old radio antics from back in the 60s and 70s. Maybe that's a good idea. We could put together a short little column, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes long, and have Phil Wayne, Jerry Starr, John Bowker, and the rest of the clan here put together their old air checks so you could hear how we sounded in our premature days, so to speak. Anyways, let's move on. It's now time to take a look at our musings column, letters from you, the membership of the DX Audio Service, and also some comments from the NRC Action Line. And again, the telephone number for the DX Audio Service Action Line is area code 419-224-3916.
Fred, this is Tom Likens of Louisa, Kentucky, and I think we should have the complete broadcast of WNRC from the beginning of the convention till the end of it, whether it be on C-90s or C-120s. I purchased the last WNRC, the mini-scope, I guess, of the broadcast, but I think it'd be a good idea to have all of them. Thanks a lot. See you on the next DX Audio Service.
As you heard there, vote for the complete WNRC versus scoped down version, and we will have complete versions available for those of you that would like air checks of WNRC. Also, those cassettes will be C90s, so we'll have to figure out exactly how many C90s we're going to consume for one edition of WNRC programming.
John Kent, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Please keep the Arbitron and Birch ratings in the magazine. Enjoyed them very much. Thank you very kindly.
As soon as we get information on the Arbitron ratings from one of the magazines, be it broadcasting or radio only or whatever, we'll try to get that information out to you so that you know which station is number one in your community.
This is Tim Hendel, still on vacation in Western New York. We had a strong daytime carrier testing on 640 this week. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Strong signal with just open carrier and tones. This was from about noon to 3 p.m. and was probably from CFGM in Toronto. They have not been on since then, and I'll keep a watch as long as I'm here on vacation, which is until August 22nd.
Hello to everyone at the DX Audio Service. This is Dennis Nelson in Minneapolis, Minnesota. First of all, I'd like to say I love the new tapes. We've only had 2 months to judge the quality, but the August edition sounded excellent. The July edition, there was noticeable improvement, but August was better. I'm wondering if, I haven't heard mention of it on the magazine, I'm wondering if you folks have made note of KMAP 1370. It's the old resurrected KDAN in South St. Paul. KMAP now runs an urban contempt format, and they're thinking of moving their tower to North Minneapolis and making some other changes, also possibly buying an FM. And finally, really love this phone line. I work a full-time job at a local cable TV company and a part-time job running an audio production studio. And so the two keep me very busy, and this phone line makes it great to give comments. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
And if you have a comment, a suggestion, or just something you'd like to say, the DX Audio Service Action Line is open 24 hours a day at area code 419-224-3916. And hopefully we'll get Jerry Starr to stand up on top of the TV tower this time to keep the lightning away. But we'll have that line in operation very, very soon. Some letters which appeared in the Musings column of DX News Magazine from Dick Truax of Louisville, Kentucky. He writes, "Greetings once again from the Bluegrass State. I wanted to muse at least once before the possible demise of this column, but perhaps by now someone has stepped forward to carry on the tradition. At any rate, hats off to Paul, who has labored these several years. I know the relief Paul must feel. I experienced the same when publishing DX News left here and Mike took it over. All members pay their dues, but some of us have really paid our dues, and Paul will really have his hands full now with editing and publishing. DX has been practically nil since last muse of 3-5 of 88. WOKT 1040 in Kentucky with Love 1040 IDs, religious music at 5:50 p.m. on 3-6 WAYD 1200 in Alabama with ID and music at 6:40 p.m. till sign off at 6:45. Still no sign of CPs locally on 680, 1030, and 1200. And two more locals are now silent, 1290 in New Albany, Indiana, and 1470 in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Does this make any sense to build three more stations in the same market? One odd occurrence noted on Saturday, 7-9, coming back from Indianapolis about 2 p.m., I tuned across 1040 and WHO was booming in all the way back to Louisville. Normally not audible during the daytime. Wonder if freak propagation or maybe testing superpower. I've noted some similar condition during the dead of winter with many clear channel powerhouses, but never midsummer. Anyone else note this unusual occasion on 7-9? That's it from here. Let's keep the column alive. More as it happens, if it happens. Not sure whether I'll make Milwaukee this year or not, but we'll see. From Vic Millis of Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania, he writes, after 3 years of no shows in the local Philadelphia ratings, WDVT Talk 900 pulled the plug after their 725 sign-off. Most of the $875,000 purchase price in 1985 was financed by an IOU held by an earlier owner of WFLN-FM. When Marlin Broadcasting took over WFLN-FM earlier this year, WDVT management had their option to repay the note or turn over the license to Marlin. They chose the latter, and now WDVT will be silent for at least 45 days until the FCC transfers the license. Now I can hear Georgetown. Well, as some frequencies go silent, other daytimers, ex-vacancies are filling up. WIEZ 670 is listenable, and WGGM on 820 heard under the 82Q Frederick. Well, I wonder what 820 will sound like when WYNC moves there. WFIL 560 is up for sale. Owner Jerry Lee is asking $5 million for the station and an additional $4 million for the 46-acre transmitter site near a housing development and shopping mall. Decision was made just after the results from a research study showed that WFIL could draw no more than a 1.2 share of the audience if they switched to a beautiful music format that was dropped by its FM sister WEAZ at 101.1 in February. So WFIL will continue with a satellite oldies and local morning jock until a buyer is found. For WFIL promotion, Jerry Lee spent $125,000 last fall to produce a TV spot and an additional $340,000 to air them during a three-month winter media blitz. In addition to the money spent on promotion, technical improvement at WFIL have made a day and night pattern better, eliminating some phase distortion around their nulls. About the time that he bought WFIL a year ago, Lee sank some of his own money into developing a high-quality AM stereo, FM stereo, continuous band tuner. Before his project took off, the NAB got wind of it, and now New York electronics designer Richard Secura is continuing the development of this tuner, with a prototype due around August the 15th. Ex-WFIL jock Joey Reynolds is job hunting again. A clause in his WSHE-FM Miami contract allows him to search for a month and return if he doesn't find anything. Local papers report no deal in his talks with Oldies WOGL-FM. He also guest on WNBC, soon to become WFAN, and is talking to stations in Boston and San Francisco. And last but not least, on April 26, I became a dad. My three-month-old son, Steve, already appreciates the superiority of amplitude modulation and smiles when I pull out the old TRF. Thanks, Paul, for a great job with the Musings column, and I hope that an equally enthusiastic editor is found soon to continue offering its members the chance to share thoughts and information in our hobbies. 73s. From Pete Kemp, he writes, the Ottawa Citizen reports that the communication minister in Canada has signed an agreement to expand the AM radio dial, opening up 10 new frequencies or channels commencing on July 1 of 1990. Also, former talk showman at WLOL in the 60s, and I hope I'm pronouncing this gentleman's name right, Jim Klobacher, returns to the air, this time on KSTP in the Twin Cities market. Alan Walden is jumping from the NBC network to a spot on WBAL in Baltimore. Also, the terrible drought conditions have prompted WKFI, the call letters that stand for We Keep Farmers Informed, that has begun a project to raise $120,000 to seed the clouds. And finally, in the Toledo market, Bill Stewart has returned to his old stomping grounds at WSBD 1370 in Toledo. From Chris Cuomo in Verona, Pennsylvania, WWSW-FM and AM is offering $1 million to anyone who can bring Elvis to the studios in an attempt to clear up all the controversy over whether or not Elvis is still alive. And Paul writes, WDAF 610 and others in the chain have joined WWSW. And by the way, Paul, so is WNRC. We'll hear that on side two. I haven't done much with DXing recently because I've been repairing my CB radios. FM DXing has also been bust. My Pioneer receiver is just not the receiver it used to be anymore. While in Williamsburg, Virginia last year, I heard Busch Gardens TIS station on 1200 with 100 milliwatts. It gave parking information and then a jingle, Busch Gardens, Busch Gardens, come to Busch Gardens and come to life. I was wondering if there was a similar operation at Busch Gardens in Tampa. Well, that's all this month. I hope next month to have a scoop on DX from Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts. 73's from Chris. From Rodney F. Moog, WZRO-NDS in Austin, Texas, he writes on the University of Texas at Austin Stationery, thought I might as well send you an official-looking letter. Hi. First of all, yes, I find the new batch of cassettes a bit superior to the old ones. Secondly, I'd be very interested in getting any of the antenna articles you record on tape. I didn't respond when you made your first inquiry back in the spring, as I figured I was the only one who might be interested. Well, perhaps there are others in the club like me who held back writing for the same reason. Anyway, now you can't say that no one answered you. I would even be willing to chip in a few bucks to get a cassette full of loop and other broadcast band antenna articles. Maybe a next appeal should be for someone willing to record them if we provide tapes and or beer money. I would be delighted to give you a contact from Texas on 40-meter CW. I have a sloping dipole aimed northeast, which should get some signal into your QTH either early mornings or preferably in the evening around 9:30 or 10 p.m. as propagation is now. This time I will get earlier with the onset of fall. However, I will be away for the rest of August, but we'll try to get something set up with you after I get back here in September. You ought to get at least some reward for your good efforts with the DX Audio Service. Signed, Rodney Moog. And thank you very much, Rodney. Do appreciate the good word. And to all of you who have written to us here at the DX Audio Service, thank you very much. And continue to write to us and let us know how you feel about the hobby and whatever's on your mind. Write to us or call us on the DX Audio Service Action Line. And on side two of this cassette, we'll have John Bowker with a look at the travel log, also an answer to our trivia question. Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll also see how much trouble we can get into with other things for the club. And another WNRC commercial, which challenges WWSW and the rest of them on the issue of Elvis. It's all for you on your National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1988. This is Byron McKenzie, WNRC TV News. He writes with verbs. He writes with adjectives. He writes with nouns. It's simply amazing. How does Paul Swearingen actually edit DX News Magazine? We'll have a special investigative report tonight at 11. Join myself, Ernie Cooper with sports, Ted Fleischiger with weather, tonight at 6 and 11 on WNRC TV.